From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The five-year-old war in Syria is the focus of diplomats Tuesday in Vienna, where the 17-nation International Syria Support Group is meeting to discuss stalled political talks, difficulties in maintaining a ceasefire deal, and uneven UN results in delivering humanitarian aid. The ceasefire brought a dramatic drop in overall violence in Syria, but that progress has slowly eroded. Iraq's security forces have announced the start of an operation to retake control of Arutba, a town in western Anbar province that links Islamic State-controlled areas there with the Jordanian and Syrian borders. U.S. Defense Department spokesman Peter Cook told reporters Monday that if Iraqi security forces were able to secure the town of Rutba, it would be a significant step forward in the fight against IS.
I can't give you from here an exact picture of what's happening right now, other than to say we've seen those reports. You know, our air campaign has continued. But in terms of ISIL's specific tactical progress in that particular region in Syria, there's been a lot of back and forth in Syria, not just in Dar ez-Zor. And, you know, we continue to monitor closely where ISIL's activities and where it is making progress.
Earlier this year, Islamic State lost control of a stretch of territory in eastern Syria and across the border near Sinjar, Iraq, interrupting what had been a line of control extending from Syria's Dar ez-Zor province to Mosul and to areas further south in Iraq. Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A wave of bombing struck markets across the Iraqi capital Tuesday, killing at least 68 people and injuring more than 100. The deadliest attack occurred in the mainly Shiite district of Al-Shab area in northern Baghdad, where officials say a suicide bomber detonated explosives in a busy market. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack, which left at least 34 people dead and wounded at least 70. Another attack, a car bombing, hit the Rashid neighborhood in the southern part of the city, killing at least 6 and injuring 22. In Baghdad's Shiite neighborhood of Sadr City, a suicide car bombing left at least 19 dead and more than 21 injured. The Associated Press also reports a fourth attack at a restaurant in the northeast Habibia neighborhood that left 9 dead. Nigeria's Minister of State for Petroleum Resources, Emmanuel Kachiwu, says oil production has fallen by nearly 40% because of militant attacks in the country's south. Kachiwu told the lower house of parliament Monday that the country's crude oil production had declined from 2.2 million barrels per day to 1.4 million barrels per day. He said the loss of 800,000 barrels per day is due to incessant attacks and disruption of production in the Niger Delta. The Cuban Foreign Ministry's head of U.S. affairs says the two countries have a very ambitious agenda for progressing their thawing relations during U.S. President Barack Obama's final months in office. Josefina Vidal said Monday, after meeting with U.S. officials in Havana, that the two sides are working toward cooperation on law enforcement, medicine, and agriculture. South Korean author Han Kang was awarded Britain's Man Booker International Prize for Fiction Monday for her novel The Vegetarian. She's the first South Korean to win the award. The Vegetarian, unanimously selected by a panel of 5 judges, tells the story of a woman who decides to give up eating meat and faces devastating consequences. Kang said the work features a protagonist who doesn't want to belong to the human race anymore.
When I was writing The Vegetarian, I wanted to question about being human. And I wanted to describe a woman who desperately didn't want to belong to human race any longer.
Han Kang will split the $72,000 prize with her translator, Deborah Smith, who taught herself to read Korean just 3 years before. The award is the international counterpart to Britain's Man Booker Prize. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.